Justify won the 144th Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May by 2.5 lengths in 2 minutes, 4.20 seconds. The horse earned over $1.4 million for the owners, trainer Bob Baffert and jockey Mike Smith. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary. Greg Stewart here with you, and the show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online at WWIB.com if you'd like to connect and learn more or give a gift to help keep the show on the air. In his career, Mike Smith has earnings of over $300 million. And the Hall of Famer is back with me on Sports and Commentary today, ahead of this weekend's second leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness up at Baltimore. So, Mike, would you take just a moment here and talk about the strategy that you and legendary trainer Bob Baffert came up together with for the win at Churchill Downs?
Well, me and Bobby had discussed, you know, what our strategy was going to be, and we both thought it was extremely important because of the, you know, being so lightly raced, that we'd get out of the gate really good if possible, you know, to really get him out of there good and get him clear and into a big, beautiful stride. Even if we have to maybe go a little quicker than we'd like, we thought it would be better for us to get him on out of there and get him, you know, forwardly placed and in the clear. And it's like someone told him as well, because he walked in those gates and he just stared right down the racetrack. He never moved. And when those doors opened, he was, if not the first one out, he wasn't far behind whoever. I guess it was Promises Fulfilled who jumped out of there the quickest. But he was just right behind him right away and got into the race. So going down the lane the first time, both the Oro came to my outside and kind of pushed us along a little bit. I was actually going to try and sit off Promises Fulfilled a little more than I was able to. So the race was running pretty quick, pretty early, which was a concern. But by the time we went into the first turn and headed down the backside, I knew we were running right along, but I kind of look around me and everyone's right behind me. So I figured if I'm running fast, they're running fast with me. You know, it's not like we opened up, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lengths on the field. They were just all right there together. And I'd look back at the horses next to me, and they looked like they were really trying hard in distress. And then I'd look back at Justify, and he was just, ears moving back and forth, and he was taking it all in. I thought, God, he's doing this. This is almost too easy. I couldn't believe it, that he could run that quick. And then, you know, heading for home when Good Magic made that big, strong run at him, and he was determined not to let him by. As a matter of fact, he started kind of opening up more there towards the end. I was just in awe of his performance, how he could just run that quick and just never stop. He just wanted to keep running.
So you really didn't have to prod him much, huh?
No. I mean, I just, you know, wanted to keep him busy the last, you know, eighth of a mile, 16, just a little there. Just because there's so much going on and there's cameras everywhere and people jumping up and down, you certainly don't want him to lose focus. So I just stayed a little busy, just enough to keep him focused, and that was pretty much it. I mean, he did that although he ran hard, he was tired afterwards, but he did that really nice.
Well, this horse obviously has talent, but personality too. Can you kind of give us some insights into Justify's personality, what kind of horse he is?
Well, he's a big horse. Bob said if he was a human being, he was an athlete, he'd be a LeBron James. I mean, he's just so athletic, so big and powerful and strong and fast. And he's really laid back. He aims to please. Like I said, he's got a brilliant, you know, disposition, a really nice mind. He listens to you, and, you know, he just waits for you to tell him what to do, and then he just responds with such ease and quickness. He's just an amazing athlete, and he's got, like I said, he's just really laid back, cool, and calm. He'd just be a pretty cool dude if he was a guy, you know.
Oh, man. Well, you have been at this for a long, long time. 52 years of age right now. How do you keep it going? How do you keep up this kind of activity? Because you're not a spring chicken anymore.
Well, you know, like you just said, I'm 52, kind of getting up there. But if I did anything right when I was younger, is I really got into physical fitness at an early age. You know, I really, you know, started taking up working out and working out with with personal trainers when, you know, back when personal trainers were actually just starting to come around, and I just made it a way of life. It's something that I really enjoy doing and like doing, and I think all the hard work in the gym is starting to pay off now in my later years a whole lot more, because to be honest with you, I feel like I'm every bit as fit right now or strong right now as I was when I was in my early 30s, to be honest with you. I really am. It's worked out well for me. Every time I think I'll never get another horse like Jose Zenyatta or some of these horses, just another brilliant one just keeps popping up, and I'm so blessed right now. I'm in good shape. As long as I stay healthy and I'm still getting these opportunities and I feel like I'm helping instead of getting in the way, then I'll continue to do it. I'd like to do it another 3, 4, maybe even 5 years.
All right, that sounds good, and that'll give us more opportunities to visit with you here on Sports and Commentary. Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith, a couple of Kentucky Derby winners in his career. He's won at Preakness and Belmont. And, of course, Preakness is this weekend, second leg of the Triple Crown, and he'll be on board Justify, trying to make it two in a row here. Mike, let's plan on getting together again next time here on Sports and Commentary, and I'd like to just kind of have you share a little bit about your story of finding Jesus as your personal Savior. Obviously, you're a changed man. You talked about that after winning the Kentucky Derby. First words out of your mouth were, "I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Let's expand upon that next time here on S&C. So until then, have a good one.
Thank you. Do the same.